Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another episode, and today I would like to talk about a necessity for extreme levels of self-awareness and self-reflection. And this episode might end up leaning a little political, and that's not really my intention, but I want to use a specific example that tends to be looked at, I would say, politically. And I don't really like to delve into politics because that's not the content that I care about. That's not what I consider to be my avenue of changing people's lives or talking to people, right? I don't like to get into politics. Not because it's controversial necessarily, but it just doesn't interest me and I don't know enough about it to really formulate a solid opinion and stance and then debate with people on it. And again, it doesn't really interest me to begin with, so I have no interest in really researching it and then talking to people about it. So, again, the episode is going to be about why we really, really, really need to be self-reflective and self-aware. And the example that I'm going to be using is thin privilege. And if you know what this means, you probably understand, yeah, this is a bit of a political topic. People talk about this in certain regard, on the political spectrum, things like that, or how that idea is possessed by a certain party. And I don't really want to get into all that, but anyway, back to the episode. So, you know that song Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson, right? You've probably heard it. And the chorus basically goes, "I'm starting with the man in the mirror," right? And of course, I mean, this applies to both men and women. Start with the man and man or woman in the mirror. And that chorus just really speaks volumes of truth that I think a lot of people underestimate. And what I want to bring to attention in this episode is that if you want to change the world, if you want to change the world in any way, shape, or form, if you want to change society, if you want to change the way things are, you need to look at yourself first. That is the absolute first step of any large-scale kind of change that involves people other than yourself. You need to look at yourself first. Why? Because if you don't get yourself straight, if you don't determine accurately that you are a reasonable, well-thinking, or well-sounding individual who knows what the heck they're talking about, who knows what they're saying, who's being reasonable, who has good intentions, if you don't check yourself first on all these boxes and you think you can just start hopping into changing the world, you could end up leading people down a very, very, very bad path because you didn't do your own, guess what? You didn't do your own mental homework first. Mental homework is the big umbrella to basically a lot of what I talk about. And it's under this, starting with the man in the mirror is under the umbrella of doing your mental homework. If you want to change the world, start with yourself. Make sure you know what the heck you're talking about and that you are reasonable and that you have good intentions and that you actually make sense. And this is why I push self-awareness so much. And every day I'm still very much self-aware because I want to make sure that the content that I put out there that's consumed by kids, teenagers, and young adults, I mean, I don't really want to say the word, but I definitely do not want to be somebody who claims and wants to help people, change their lives for the better, to be a more positive and optimistic force in this world for people. And I would hate to be the person who claims to do that and want to do that, but then ends up leading people down a bad path, the wrong path, with the wrong ideas and beliefs and mentalities that damages themselves and damages other people. I would hate to be the person to do that. And you know I don't use that word very often because I reserve it for moments that I'm feeling particularly strong, such as this moment, right? And so I exercise self-awareness all the time, and it's extremely important for other people to do so as well. Now, with regard to thin privilege, right? If you don't know what it means, I have this image right here on my computer. It's actually paused in the middle of a video, and it says, "The thin in thin privilege is not about being supermodel skinny, but being at a weight that means you are not subjected to judgment and harassment from strangers. It means that you can go into almost any clothes shop and find something that will fit. You can eat a hamburger in public without people clearly judging your decision. you can wear something figure-hugging without people snickering at you. Now, this mentality of thin privilege, if you are somebody who, and again, I am a very empathetic and understanding individual. I am more emotional than I care to admit, but my logic always trumps my emotions in the end. And I always try to pursue the logical path over the emotional one, because the logical one, as I've mentioned on several accounts now, the logical path is what actually works. Void of space, void of different time, you know, it doesn't matter when or where you say something, it will be the truth. Emotions are fleeting. They come and go, and they only exist for a temporary period of time. And so what you do or say or believe in that moment isn't accurate. Logic is what wins, and that's why I pursue that path, and I try to pursue that path as much as I can. And so this victim mentality of thin privilege is, and this is just one example of this mentality that I've seen. Again, this is where it starts getting political, but I'm not going to refer to any political party, because it's not about politics at the end of the day that I oppose. It's about the mentality or behavior that people exhibit that I'm trying to tackle. That is the problem, not necessarily any specific political party. But what is really bothersome that I see a lot of in today's day and age is when people constantly attribute the blame, the fault, the evil to anybody but themselves. And this is why we started the episode talking about the man or woman in the mirror, is because when people do that, when they blame everybody but themselves, when they're just the victim and everybody else is evil and everybody else is wrong and there's nothing wrong with you and everybody else is at fault, everybody else has the problem except you, that is missing the crucial step of self-awareness, of making sure you know what the heck you're talking about, of making sure that you're being a reasonable individual. You completely miss that first step and you start judging other people without seriously taking a look at yourself first. Before you pass judgment, before you start criticizing other people, you need to look at yourself and make sure you know what the heck you're talking about and what you're doing and that you actually make sense. And thin privilege to me is something that does not make sense, right? It's about if somebody, let's say someone who's fat, they adopt this mentality of thin privilege and they start criticizing people who are skinnier and fit and athletic, you know, they start blaming them. You're not subject to judgment and harassment from strangers. You know, you're the ones to blame. You guys have the issue. How come I have to deal with, you know, judgment and harassment from strangers? How come you get to go into any clothes shop and find something that will fit? Why can't I do that? You have thin privilege. It's your fault. You're evil. You're the ones to blame. You have the issues, not me. How come you get to eat a hamburger in public without people clearly judging your decision? How come I have to deal with that? Do you see the pattern that's going on here? It's always about blaming somebody else other than yourself. It's always about adopting victim mentalities. It's always somebody else's problem. You're perfectly okay. It's not you. It's always somebody else. And these people have this pattern of constantly claiming victimhood. And they take no self-responsibility whatsoever. They are not self-reflective. They are not self-aware. And they constantly say it's everybody else's problem but mine. It's society's problem, not mine. And this is a very, very, very big, glaring issue that you see a lot of in social media and in the news these days, with some of the ridiculous ideas that people come up with, that such as thin privilege, about how it's always somebody else's fault but mine. Self-awareness is extremely, extremely crucial. And unless you want to make a fool of yourself, which you will end up doing if you start saying things like this, then you might want to start exercising a little more self-awareness. And I know I sound really harsh when I say things like this, right? If you don't want to make a fool of yourself. But I say these things because there is a limit to what we can tolerate. You know, when you don't do your mental homework and you push an agenda that is as crazy as this, it is very dangerous to society to think in this manner. And it harms people, it leads people down the wrong paths. That's why I get so passionate about certain topics, because I'm so concerned with how misleading that information or that idea or that belief or mentality can be. and how much it can hurt yourself, the person who adopts that mentality, and how much it can hurt other people who start believing and buying into it when it's simply not true, when it simply doesn't exist, and is simply a product and consequence of you not taking responsibility for yourself and simply playing victim and always making it about everybody else's problem and not you. The truth of the matter is that nobody is perfect. That's not rocket science. That's as simple as 1 plus 1. It's simple as ABCs. Nobody is perfect. And you know what that means is you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We need to work on ourselves. I always like to tell people to be the best that you can be. Why be any less than what you could be? And when people say things like this and they don't exercise self-awareness or self-reflection or taking responsibility, they're not being their best selves. And as a consequence of that, other people around them have to deal with the ramifications of it. You know what I mean? These kinds of ideas and mentalities, not to mention, are very divisive. They create conflict and hostility and division where there need not be any. You know what I mean? And it's a simple fix. If you actually, like the fat person example, right? Thin privilege. It's always somebody else's problem. They get to eat burgers without people judging them. They have privilege and I don't have that privilege. Why don't I have that privilege? Why do I have to be a victim? Why do they get all the privilege? It's always somebody else's problem, right? How about this for a change? The fat person who adopts thin privilege mentality, why not take the responsibility upon yourself to change up your diet and work out? I mean, the solution, now I'm no big scientist, but it shouldn't come to anybody as a surprise that if you change your diet with enough research and, you know, studying about your own body type and what kind of food you eat, if you change up your diet to eat healthier and less of the foods that will make you fat, and if you start working out to burn calories and lose weight, you can lose weight. Right? It's about taking on that self-responsibility. You need to change yourself. You need to work on yourself. But rather than take those steps, you would rather blame somebody else for simply being the way they are. Or let's say they're fit, they work out. And because they've worked on themselves, now they get to, you know, they get to eat hamburgers without people clearly judging their decisions. Well, they worked on themselves to be fit. Now, I'm not saying judgments like that are okay. It's not nice when you give somebody the evil eye and they're fat and they're eating a burger. Like, don't do that. But to simply play victim card and assume no responsibility for yourself is nonsensical. It really is. If you want to start changing the world, you don't start by calling yourself a victim in every scenario, and everybody else has a problem except you. Study yourself first, be self-aware, reflect on who you are, and see if there's any room for you to change. But clearly, I don't think everybody has the capacity to do that. Not everybody has that level of self-awareness. Right? They don't understand themselves enough and they just simply jump to the conclusion that it's everybody else's problem. Well, that's where, at least the way that I see it, that's where I would come in. Somebody like me, right? I at least believe that I exercise a lot of self-awareness and that's why I carefully say the things that I do because I'm concerned about the impact it has on other people. And maybe you don't have that level of self-awareness and you need somebody else like me, a third party, to tell you to wake up. Well, I'll do that if I have to. But it's not because I'm coming from a place of superiority. It's coming from a place of concern for you who thinks like this and how that plays out in other people's lives, in your life. It's an issue, right? And that's, of course, not to say that I don't have my own issues. That's why I'm always trying to exercise self-awareness so that I say the right things, right? That's why I've worked so hard on myself to get to where I am today. A lot of people tell me how much my advice works and that I motivate them and that I serve as a role model to them and that I inspire them, right? It should not come to you as a surprise, therefore, that I've actually worked on myself to say the things and know the things that help people change their lives for the better. results will speak for themselves, and if people are telling me that my advice works and that I actually motivate them, then that should serve as proof that I am actually doing my part and my own mental homework. But it takes work. And, well, for me, honestly, this kind of work is fun. I like working on myself. I like improving my own stance and my own beliefs and mentalities because it's fun for me and because it helps other people when I know what the heck I'm talking about, right? For some people, I guess it's not fun to work on yourself. Well, that's your prerogative. You can choose whether or not to work on yourself, but at the very least, don't make everything a problem of somebody else's and not yours because you haven't done your mental homework. It's when you start being vocal and when you start criticizing and judging other people because it's always their issue and not yours, that's when it becomes an issue. You can't do that without working on yourself first. You can't do that without being self-reflective. You can't do that without evaluating your way of thinking, the way that you see things, your perspective, and what you believe in. You can't do that. If you are going to be vocal about what you believe in, you need to make sure you are grounded and know what the heck you're talking about first. And thin privilege, to me, is an example of somebody who has not done their homework, but is instead being vocal, playing victimhood where there is none. And they make everything about a problem of somebody else's, and they're taking no self-responsibility whatsoever, which is something that every human being needs to do. So, with that said, please be self-reflective, be self-aware. Look at the man or the woman in the mirror and seriously understand yourself. And if you're having trouble exercising self-awareness and you're trying to change yourself, ask other people that you trust and care about, people that you know would tell you the truth. Have them evaluate you for you, but be careful because sometimes they could be telling you the wrong thing as well, which is also another reason why you need to be self-aware, so that you know that you're grounded in what you truly are, in what you're, who you truly are. You can see already there's a lot about self-awareness that people need to be open-minded with. So please, for the sake of yourself, your own well-being and society, and that of society, do your mental homework. Be self-aware. Like, I will sing this tune until I'm blue in the face, until I die. You have no idea how important it is for us to take charge of ourselves, to be responsible, and stop playing victimhood where there is none. This world, life, does not come to you on a silver platter. If you want something, you need to go get it. You need to take charge of yourself. You need to work on yourself. Work is a part of life, whether you like it or not. And if you're going to be vocal about something, make sure you've done your work, your mental homework. So with that said, I'm going to end this 18, almost 20 minutes episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And, you know, this is my way of communicating right now. This might change over time, it might not. This is an episode that is representative of my way of speaking right now. Maybe in the future I get more harsh, maybe I get more soft. I don't know. But I delivered this message in the best way that I could. And I sound harsh and passionate because, as you know, I care. And to me, some of the things that we see out there in this day and age sound really ridiculous, and they could be avoided if people actually took themselves seriously, which I don't think people are. If you're out there spewing thin privilege, you're not taking yourself seriously, because if you were taking yourself seriously, you would understand, realistically, that there is no thin privilege, and that you are neglecting your own health. You're saying it's everybody else's problem, but your own. You're not taking charge of your own weight, you're not taking charge of your health, you're not working out. Your diet is contributing to how you are today. Like, you're not taking yourself seriously. That's to your own detriment. I hope this is the wake-up call. So again, I'm ending the episode here. But I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what your thoughts are. DMs, comments, voice messages are always open. And I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close.
If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.